and the team.
And hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, industrial sector expected to turn around in 2024 with a growth rate of 3.7%. We hear from the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research. Also coming up, government settles fraction of judgment debt owed Trafigura, a move expected to halt sale of Ghana's assets in London, and Ghana to get buy-in of China to restructure its external debt by end of this week. We'll get the expectations of a senior finance lecturer. Do stay with us for details. Hello, my name is Daryl Crown. Thanks for being with us this morning. A special welcome to our friends listening from Koforidio on KTU Radio. The industrial sector is expected to turn around in 2024 with a growth rate of 3.7%. That's according to the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research. It is, however, expected to grow at a rate of 4.5% in the medium term, that is between 2024 and 2027. Here's more.
Analyzing the impact of the 2024 budget on the private sector, the research institution service projection is informed by an expected turnaround in growth in all sectors. It therefore expressed optimism about the industry's potential outing. However, in 2023, industry is expected to contract. Government in the 2024 budget gave 7 tax reliefs to industry. They include the extension of zero rate of VAT on locally manufactured African print for 2 more years and the exemption on the importation of agricultural machinery equipment and input. ESEVAS called for monitoring systems. However, it made some recommendations saying, though the reliefs for electric vehicles are important, it requires investment in complementary infrastructure for the benefit to be realized. Again, it said locally manufactured African print have been zero-rated since 2019. However, there continues to be an influx of cheaper imported print. Therefore, it suggested to government to introduce other policy interventions that help to curb smuggling and improve productivity in the textiles industry.
That was a business desk report. The Chamber of Agribusiness Ghana said the country's high food inflation does not only pose a food security threat, but is also a disincentive to manufacturers who seek raw materials for agro-processing. This follows a warning by the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research that Ghana's continuous dependency on food imports puts the country in a highly vulnerable position to external shocks. Speaking to Joy Business, Chief Executive Anthony Morrison blamed the situation on a lack of proper targeting of investments in the agri sector to directly to farmers.
Look at the agriculture census and look at the number of people who are directly involved in agriculture, both directly and indirectly. That is well over 11 million, counting to 14 million. That is almost half of Ghana's population. In fact, over 70% of the rural economy is agriculture. So we need to begin to address our problem. No other country can feed us. We should be able to increase public funding for agriculture. Look at the current food inflation, okay? We are doing 49 to 51%. This is the highest in Africa.
Chief Executive of the Chamber of Agribusiness Ghana, Anthony Morrison. Government has paid a fraction of the $140 million in judgment debt owed commodity trading firm Trafigura. That's according to the former Prime Minister, Dr. Kwabena Donkor. The $20 million payment was made on November 13, 2023. The company earlier this year began the process to seize one of Ghana's commercial properties in London to defray the debts, but Dr. Donkor says he doesn't think that this will be the last judgment debt in the power sector.
At least they are beginning to pay. And that in itself is an indictment. Did we have to incur that debt? And assuming without admitting that government decided to terminate, were we so inefficient or so much in a rush that we wouldn't even follow the termination clause of the agreement?
from what you are hearing, would that stop them from executing the action of trying to sell off? Well,
no, Trafigura has a lot of business in Ghana, and if the government negotiates in good faith, I believe they will hold on as long as the government continues to pay. It's a question of good faith. Can you trust this government to display good faith?
But I'm also understanding that there is even another semblance of judgment debt again in the energy sector.
Yes, I've also heard that.
Will we get to this stage of them executing that action or?
Yes. When a government decides to be reckless about the way it handles contracts, the people suffer this punishment.
Former Power Minister Dr. Kwame Dankwa there. Senior finance lecturer at the University of Cape Coast Business School, Seram Kao, has expressed doubt government will be able to get the buy-in of China to restructure its debt by the end of this week, as projected by the finance minister. He says it takes a while longer for government to reach an agreement with its external creditors for onward disbursement of the second tranche of the $600 million credit facility by the International Monetary Fund. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Kao predicted an agreement may be reached in January 2024.
As we speak, we are at the mercy of the external creditors to put their terms on board, and then the country would may not have any option than to accept what they have said so that we'll be able to get the next tranche of the bailout agreement. It's looking gloomy each and every time that we are dealing with our external creditors. The worst case scenario will be that the debt might be restructured a longer term, but the interest rate might not be so much reduced as we have found in the domestic market.
That then means that the timeline given by the finance minister is not feasible.
I am not sure it is feasible. If we are supposed to do these things by the first week of November and we've not done it, and they've been telling us next week we'll have it, next week we'll have it, we might not meet that particular deadline. We may be able to go to next year.
Senior finance lecturer at the University of Cape Coast Business School, Seram Kao. Now, financial economist Professor Lord Mensah is predicting interest rates will not go down anytime soon as the country inches closer to the 2024 election. Now, according to him, government is expected to borrow 61 billion cedis next year from the domestic market since Ghana has lost credibility on the international market. The government borrowed 15.32 billion cedis in treasury bills in November alone to cover matured bills worth 10.60 billion cedis. Professor Mensah tells Joy Business interest on T-bills will continue to remain high as a result of the development.
The budget makes it clear that the financing is going to be on the domestic market and it's through treasury bills. And because of this, I believe interest rate is not going to come down now. If you spread the 91, you know, the 61 billion for 2024, and government is bent on going by that because of, you know, election year spending, I can tell you that every month in 2024, government will be on the market raising on the average of 5 billion.
Financial economist Professor Lord Mensah. The National Information Technology Agency, NITA, has disclosed that Ghana is preparing to roll out the fifth generation mobile network, 5G. According to the agency, a robust policy is being developed to support the seamless rollout of 5G across the country in the coming years. Due to the nature and speed of the network, massive infrastructure development will be needed to ensure its deployment and use. Speaking to Joy Business at the Telecoms Forum on Infrastructure, Director General Richard Otriofusu said the policy will eliminate any form of monopoly whilst ensuring fairness in the sector.
5G requires a lot more. The speed of the technology is not 4G. It's nothing we've seen. So we are preparing towards it. It's just like AI. We have a strategy towards it. You must plan, you must consult, and then come up with a policy that will work for everybody. Otherwise, we'll end up in the same situation. And the way we are even looking at it is that we'll not issue the license out to individual MNOs. When you do that, someone like MTN may have advantage over